My dear sweet child, that's what I do. That's what I live for. To help poor unfortunate merfolk like yourself. Poor souls with no one else to turn to. I admit that in the past I've been a nasty. They weren't kidding when they called me, well, a witch. But you'll find that nowadays I've mended all my ways. Repented, seen the light, and made a switch. True, yes, and I fortunately know a little magic. It's a talent that I always have possessed. And here, lady, please don't laugh. I use it on behalf of the miserable, lonely, and depressed. Pathetic. Poor unfortunate souls in pain, in need. This one longing to be thinner, that one wants to get the girl, and do I help them? Yes, indeed. Those poor unfortunate souls, so sad, so true. They come flocking to my cauldron, crying spells, earthly pleas, and I help them. Yes, I do. Now it's happened once or twice that someone couldn't pay the price, and I'm afraid I've had to rake 'em across the coals. Oh, I've had the odd complaint, but on the whole I've been a saint to those poor unfortunate souls. Now here's the deal. I'll make you a potion that'll turn you into a human for 3 days. You got it? 3 days. Now listen, this is important. Before the sun sets on the third day, you've got to get dear old Princey to fall in love with you. That is, he's got to kiss you, and not just any kiss. A special kiss. The kiss of true love. And if he does kiss you before the sun sets on the third day, you remain human permanently. And if he doesn't, you turn back into a mermaid. And you belong to me.
No, Ariel, don't be stupid. Don't listen to her. She'll...
We got a deal.
If I become human, I'll never be with my father or sisters again.
That's right. But you'll have your man. Oh, life's just full of tough choices. In it. Come on, I know you need a little magic. And magic is my specialty du jour. Don't just stand there looking sick. Would I kid you playing tricks like I told you? I don't do that anymore. So I think you ought to take my little bargain. Yes, I think you ought to make my little deal. Sure, it's hard to leave your life, but you could be a prince's wife. Why don't you let me take that dream and make it real? Oh, 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 yeah, I almost forgot. We haven't discussed the subject of payment. Now, you can't get something for nothing, you know.
But I don't have any.
I'm not asking much. Just a token, really, a trifle. You never even miss it. What I want from you, dear, is your voice.
Voice.
You got it, sweet cakes. No more talking, singing, zip.
But without my voice, how can I...
You'll have your looks, your pretty face. And don't underestimate the importance of body language. The men up there don't like a lot of blabber. They think a girl who gossips is a bore. Yes, on land it's much preferred for ladies not to say a word. And after all, dear, what is idle prattle for? Come on, they're not all that impressed with conversation. True gentlemen avoid it when they can. But they don't in swoon and fawn on a lady who's withdrawn. It's she who holds her tongue who gets her man. Come on, you poor unfortunate soul. Go ahead, make your choice. I'm a very busy woman and I haven't got all day. It won't cost much, just your voice. You poor unfortunate soul. It's sad, but true. If you want to cross a bridge, my sweet, you've got to pay the toll. Take a gulp and take a breath and go ahead and sign the scroll. Lots and jetsam, now I've got a voice. The boss is on a roll. This poor unfortunate soul.
Of the Caspian Sea. Larynx is glossitis and mux laryngitis. Love will change to me. Now sing. Keep singing.
Ha 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 ha